One of the old school values that seems to have gone out of style is the idea of respecting your elders. Commentator Mark Austin Thomas believes that's an idea that we desperately need to resurrect.
We often speak about the importance of having reverence for our elders in the black community. Within the larger community of America, we've become captivated by the seductive quality of youth and blind to the values of those whose eyes have seen and ears have heard many things that could be of immeasurable value to us. We walk in their footsteps, and the stories they can tell will give an incredible context to our lives today. Sometimes I think that living in a disposable culture where we use things and then toss them away makes us treat each other in the same cavalier way. We don't always see the value of something if it appears to have no immediate use at that moment. I think of cell phones that get used for 6 months and replaced because of advanced features on new models. I know men and women that will trade in their cars after 2 years for newer, shinier models. But these are things, not people. You know, if kids don't hear their parents value the advice and perspective of their grandparents, they will likely devalue them too. I don't know how many times I've heard someone say that kids don't respect their elders, and I know there's certainly truth to that. But it's important to see respect modeled. Maybe none of us do enough to show our respect and appreciation to those older than ourselves. In many black communities, within our homes, inside of our families, are people we have forgotten and sometimes overlook. When we gather for special occasions and holidays, do we set the example for our children by asking the elders in our families to tell us again how they met their husband or wife, lost a best friend, traveled to another country, fought in a war, learned an important lesson that has stayed with them? Do we seek their advice? Do we know more than their stories? Do we see the person whose life is interconnected with our own? When I was a child, my grandmother Willa was probably the most important person in my life. She breathed confidence into me by always telling me that I was capable of anything. My parents treated her with the kind of love and respect that taught me, without words, that they valued who she was and what she said. I owe her many things, and I can honestly say that no more than a handful of days go by that I don't think of her. In my home, her picture stares lovingly at me above my desk. It is largely because of her that I value the ideas and experiences of people many years my senior. As a people, we can't hope to move forward without understanding where we've been. Our elders point the way. Pick up a phone or get in your car and drive to see a family elder. If you have children, take them with you. When they ask, "Where are we going?" say, "I need to talk with your grandmother or grandfather." When they say why, tell them, "Because sometimes it helps to talk with someone who's lived a little longer and seen a lot more." Who knows? You may be starting a family tradition that will one day bring your children and grandchildren to sit and visit with you because, well, they just need to talk to someone who's lived a little longer and seen a lot more.
You're all I need to get by. 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 You're all.
Mark Austin Thomas is a writer and reporter at member station KPCC in Pasadena, California.
As long as I got you, then baby, you know that you got me. Oh, oh. I got a loving some R-E-S-P-C-T. Oh, oh.
This is NPR News.